It's motherfucking ready.
Oh my god. You take it easy?
All right, well, this is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Yeah.
Okay, I won't do it.
Did somebody say,
I'm gonna eat your shit?
Lick my bum. What's up, boner touchers and queef huffers? Welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 175, with your hosts, Andrew Groan and Josh Gashton.
Groan.
That's what the audience does when they watch my comedy.
Oh, yeah.
They groan, and then they come.
Well, look at your track record,
they
dude.
They go,
And then they're just unimpressed, and then they just go home because they're...
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't care anymore.
Yeah, they're like,
ugh. They're like, well, I got what I wanted out of that.
I'm actually kind of ashamed now, and
well,
I have to go home.
Well, I got to come. I don't care if the comedian did or not.
That's how unselfish you are, dude.
Yeah, dude, I always make the audience come.
You don't care if you do or not.
I make them come every time.
Buckets.
Yeah, some of them could be faking, but I don't care.
It's like, instead of laughs, it's just oh,
ha 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 ha!
Oh,
that was funny. Ha ha ha!
Someone comes up like, "Man, I came till I cried, man."
Yeah, I don't try to get the audience to laugh. I'm beyond laughter. I'm beyond clapter.
Yeah, something more of substance.
I want to make the audience come in their pants.
Uncontrollably with flaccid dicks, like wanna, so uncalled for.
Yeah, I want to see. I want flaccid cum. That's what I want. The
That's how
to
shocking
do.
It is to them. It catches them off guard so bad.
And I want the women to piss their pants or whatever that vag juice is. Whatever it really is, that's what I want. I want that vaginal discharge.
Okay.
And I want that penile cum.
Penile? It's like a. It's a punishment.
That would be penal.
Oh.
Is penile a word?
I don't know. Let's Unless it's up. Like a place.
I don't think it's a place. I think it's more of an action. Penile.
It's like denial, but about your penis.
There's a pineal gland. Adjective penile, not comparable, usually of invertebrates of or relating to the penis. Yeah. So when you had penile surgery,
what?
That was surgery to do with your penis.
Oh,
to make it smaller since it was so big. Chicks were complaining.
Put in like a pencil sharpener and shaved it down a little bit.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Now you got a real pointy cock.
A real pointy.
A real, not a fake one. A real pointy cock.
That way it looks like my regular head.
Not like fake pointy cocks.
Both my heads look the same.
What? What? Now that's impressive.
Yeah, you know it.
That's how we roll with our pointy cock. Pointy cock gang. Put them up.
Is it a gang if it's just two people?
I don't have one.
Oh. Well, who else is in my gang?
I have a flat-headed cock.
Phillips and Robertson.
My cock has a crisscross at the end of it.
Wears its hood on backwards like
Phillips
crisscross?
Head cock. Anyways.
Nasty.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Also, you know how last time when you're like, isn't there two songs? What? And I was like, no, it's just a picture and then a song. I actually did for, and there's another tab to open up, and Mutz B did send another song.
So there, I was right then, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Bit suspicious about that one,
Well, let's hear it.
bit suspicious that you knew there was two songs.
You literally read the email.
Huh?
And it said in the email that there was two.
No, there's...
I'm not Mutz B. I know what you're trying to imply, but I'm not Mutz B.
I thought it was fucking Minister Inspector Clouseau all of a sudden.
It must be someone else.
Fucking hit that, dude. Hit that shit. Yes. That's the type of shit we got going on. That made everyone come. Yeah. All right, but anyways, here it is. It's called Mutz B. Love for the Mothers.
Okay, let's hear it.
That was someone coming at your show. This is a wet one. We can tell how healthy Mutz B is week to week based on what his songs are like. How healthy his rippers are. Jesus. Yeah, he's a little loose this week. It's a little soggy down there. Sell these on Fiverr to like rappers. He'd be like, someone pays him $10 and then he just like sends this shit to them. See, this is the front row of your shows right now, dude. Every week. All this time he's never flushed. It's always just been big.
Wonder if he's like at home. He's just like watching TV or something, and he's like, oh, that gives me a good idea for a song.
Yeah, I guess it's like
gotta get into the studio and start mixing.
Maybe it doesn't actually have fart noises, just like that South Park episode where all new music has farts in it when you get old enough.
Is that true?
It was on a South Park, so it's gotta be true.
Yeah, well, they never lie. So, they're very honest people, those South Parks.
I can't believe he finally flushed after all these songs.
Yeah, well, it's probably a lot of buildup. A lot of poop. Well,
this one was pretty liquidy. But yeah, I wonder if he doesn't even think it's funny. He just makes that stuff and then thinks that we're going to like, because it's a cool song. He doesn't even see that it's a funny song. He's like...
You think he's making those unironically?
Yeah. He just thinks he's like making, he just needs a beat somewhere. You need something that has a bit of distortion just
bit
in that spot.
Bass in it?
Yeah, some bass and distortion.
I think we should replace all bass with farts.
Yeah. We'll all sound like, what is that guy, Al Cisnero or whatever the fuck his
Who?
Name is?
Al Sniz?
Cisnero? Cisnero?
He's an arrow in his
The bass
sniz?
Guy for Sleep, how he just has fuzz bass all the time. But this guy, it's his ass.
His last name is Sniz Arrow?
Sniz Arrow, yeah.
Nice.
He's pretty cool.
It's like when you shave your pubes into an arrow pointing down to your sniz.
Oh, yeah. Well, I already got the hairy highway going down there.
The treasure trail?
Yeah, that's all I have.
Do they call it a treasure trail because your penis is supposed to be the treasure?
No, I think it's women have it. But
women?
But then us, too.
They have belly hair?
I don't know. I think back
the treasure trail is belly hair.
I think it was back when ladies didn't shave.
To your ball sack.
Back when women weren't so into swimming all the time and they didn't have to shave all the time.
Shave their belly hair?
Yeah.
Their thick belly hair?
Thick, luscious.
Belly hair.
Just a strip, though. Landing strip that starts at your belly button all the way to your asshole.
It goes
That's
all the way
the treasure
to the
trail.
So it goes around the puss?
Oh, yeah.
And the whole butthole?
Goes through it.
It goes through it, so there's hair in the puss.
Yeah, and then goes to the butt.
I don't know if I like that.
So it kind of looks like it's a river that kind of splits around a
Yeah. No, you said it goes through it. I was saying it goes around it. And you went, no, then no, it just goes right through the the mountain.
So it's like an overpass.
Can't go around it.
Gotta go through
it. Can't go like over it. Gotta go through it.
The people that put their lives on the line to make that throughway right there, huh?
Yeah, well.
My daddy works here. Drive safe.
There's signs all over the road. Also, one thing I forgot to point out, you know when you were saying I was super racist to Asians, which I'm not.
I didn't say you were super racist. I just said that you hate all of them.
No, I don't. But also, there was a chance the time that I thought I was when I was watching that stupid movie. What's it called?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
There was a time during the movie you thought you were racist?
Yeah, because I was like, that guy looks just like the kid from Indiana Jones.
I said that last week that it is him.
Yeah.
And he sounds the exact same still, like his voice never dropped.
Yeah. Well, I remember the lady was watching, because I wasn't actually watching, I was like beside the TV, like I was kind of doing my own thing.
Maybe you would have enjoyed it more if you paid attention to
it. No, I was still kind of half paying attention. Every time I looked over, it was like I was watching fucking Monster Energy SummerSlam or whatever the fuck. Everything's just super high-paced and techno music flying around.
Are you sure you watched the same movie?
Yeah. Basically, it was just The Matrix mixed with fucking...
Monster Energy?
Yeah. But anyways, and I was like, to the lady and her dad, because they were watching it, and I was like, isn't that the kid from Indiana Jones? And then they both looked at me like, you fucking racist piece of shit.
But it was.
But it was, because I searched it up right after, and I'm like, ah, ha!
Like, isn't that the kid from Indiana Jones? I knew I hated that guy.
No, I like that guy. The part that was racist, though, was after, every time he finished saying a line, I'd say, okay, Mr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
That's not racist. That's just quoting a movie that he was in.
Yeah, and it's exactly what he sounds like, too.
Yeah, you're just doing an accurate representation of his voice.
Yeah.
Is that racist?
Not in my books, dude.
Well, your book is titled I Hate Asians. So. It's not. By Josh Ashton.
Don't hate them, dude.
Oh, okay. You just... You're right. Hate's a strong word. You strongly dislike them.
I chill with Scamorada every day.
He's Asian?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way on the right side of Asia. The tiniest sliver.
What? I don't hate Asians. I have one Asian friend.
No, I have a friend who's from India.
Who also shit talks Asians all the time.
He's probably worse than us.
He's allowed.
Yeah, I guess so. But to all races?
Yes. Yeah, he's allowed. Ugh. If you're not white, you're allowed to be racist. That's the rule.
It's a crazy world we live in, dude.
That's the rule, Josh.
Who made these fucking rules?
God.
Can't argue with that fucking guy.
Can't argue with God.
Yeah, you lose every time.
You're gonna argue with the Lord?
Yeah, because even if you get the upper hand on him, he just fucking shoots you with a lightning and then you're gone.
There's no upper hand higher than the hand of God.
Yeah. Finger of God.
Yeah.
That's when an F5 blasts your... Finger blasts you so hard that your dad dies.
What?
I was trying to...
F5?
I was trying to...
What the hell's an F5?
Oh, dude.
Like the number, like the button on a keyboard?
No, dude, you don't... I can't believe you asked.
Did you say you use the same finger that you push F5 to finger blast your dad?
No, I was trying to make a Twister reference.
Twister? And then,
you know, that movie Twister?
An F5 Twister.
Yeah, remember when she's like, they're all going... Oh, yeah, F1's, F3, and then F4, and then she's like, is there an F5? And they all go silent and go, you fucking bitch.
You dumb idiot.
Why the fuck would you ask that,
Helen Hunt, you stupid asshole.
God damn it. I can't believe you asked that, even though it was the next one in the sequence.
Is there an F6?
No. Helen Hunt's dad got fingered by that, and he died.
He got finger blasted by a twister?
Well, because she's like, what is it? And then they tried to explain it, and the one guy just says, it's the finger of God.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that movie on... I don't have TBS, so I haven't seen that movie in a while.
You don't have Peachtree?
I don't have Channel 33, which is what it is here in Kelowna. Or it could be something different now. I don't know. It's been a while since I've had cable television.
Does it exist anymore?
I don't know. I don't think Channel 33 exists anymore. They're all, like, in the hundreds now.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's like messed up now.
There's no consistency.
God damn kids.
Why can't things just be the way they were when I was a kid, even though Zellers is coming back?
Yeah, that's weird. Big resurrection right there.
Zellers, you know, everyone was asking for it to come back, and now it's back. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thanks, God, for Zellers.
You know that store that needs to be next to another grocery store because it doesn't have anything in fridges or anything liquid?
Yeah.
All it had was dry food and clothes.
Where can I go to get a graphic tee that'll fall apart in 5 months, if that?
Yeah, and some of those 20th Century Masters CDs that cost $20 for a fucking...
I mean,
for Cinderella's best of.
When Zellers was around, I was always going to the toy section anyway, which.
Yeah.
So it was all right. They had some selection.
Yeah, they had some good shit, dude. It's one thing they were pretty good at was cheap flannel plaid shirts.
It's very cheap. Very flannel. Very plaid. Very shirt.
And pea soup. Because when I was a stock boy there, the old people would get mad at me. When it was,
where's the pea soup?
Well, on Seniors Day,
they'd be... In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Toilet number 3.
I'll make some for you, ho. But yeah, they'd be... Like, I'd be in at work at 8 o'clock. There's seniors... Or... I work at 8, but I'd be there at, like, 7:45. And then these seniors are already, like, at the door, like, zombies banging on it. Like, and then they try and follow me in as I'm going through the side door. And then they go... Sell out all the fucking pea soup on Seniors Day, and then they get mad at me.
Oh my God.
Literally pulling a pallet of it behind me, and I'm like, can you guys fucking wait? And they're like tearing it apart, and like the shrink wrap's just gonna let it all fall apart. So I'm like, can you guys stop fucking just attacking me? God damn it!
Didn't anyone ever say, oh, you can just wheel that right out to my car?
This one guy, he's like, he said the classic, oh, are you working hard or are you hardly working? And then as he was laughing, I was like, I smell fucking. It smells like a litter box. Like, it smells like actual piss.
It smells like diarrhea.
And then he turned around and walked away, still laughing. And there was a brown stain going from his crotch down the inside of his legs down to his... And so he did actually piss himself. But then he felt the need to make that joke, really, before waddling away.
Yeah, I got that a lot when I worked at a liquor store. It was, you can just move that right into my truck.
That's all they say after. Dur, 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 dur,
dur, dur. And I go, oh, yeah, very clever and original.
You should have like a big board behind the counter that has that, like a bingo card, and just do a big check.
Check.
Or a big, huge dab. Or... All right, you're the first one today to say that.
First of the day, you win a prize. What is it?
You get to come back later, as usual.
I bingo dab your nuts.
It's only 11. See you back at 4.
I was on Facebook the other day and I saw this article someone shared. It was about how the drag story time is returning.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's up in arms.
To the Kelowna Public Library. And I went to the comments. I was like, I'm sure these will be civil.
That's always fun.
I'm sure these will be civil and non-homophobic.
First one, big paragraph from some lady.
And based purely on the comments alone...
Mm-hmm. Wait, was it on CastNet or Kelowna Now or on
I don't remember.
Capital News?
I was reading the Facebook comments.
Oh.
And based solely on those, it seems like the people complaining about this have never read a book in their life.
Yeah. They're just against reading. They don't actually care about drag queens.
And
they're just against libraries.
The other thing I noticed is they're all up in arms acting like it's a mandatory thing.
Yeah. It's not in a school.
Like, I don't want drag queens reading to my children. Okay.
Don't go
then
there.
Then don't take them. Wow. Problem solved. Now shut the fuck up about it. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I saw this one lady. She was freaking out. She's like, this should not be part of the norm, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, drag queens have never been part of teaching anything and shouldn't be part of your childhood. And I'm like, what about Bugs Bunny?
What about
fucking on Shrek, there's a drag queen?
I don't like drag queens. Ooh, look, Mrs. Doubtfire's on TV.
Yeah.
Let's watch it with the whole family.
That's about adult stuff, like divorce and stuff, so that's not for kids, all right?
Yeah, kids should be watching Bugs Bunny cartoons where he's dressed like a girl every second cartoon.
On Shrek, there's a character that's just a lady or a dude in a dress.
But yeah, that was I don't want... My kids being read to by drag queens. Like, well, then Don't go to the library that day.
Yeah, don't watch.
You weren't going to go anyway.
Don't show them Rocky Horror Picture Show then. Jesus. No one goes to Rocky Horror
What's
and
protests.
What's
the issue here?
Nobody protests that.
Like, I really don't get it. Like,
yeah. It's the same people.
They're turning our kids gay.
Oh, they're freaking gay.
Like, I don't. You know, you and I aren't the leading experts on homosexuality, despite what our friends tell us. But yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. Like, I don't think anyone's ever turned gay.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a drag queen, not a wizard.
Like, it just rubs off on you, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's
yeah, like I don't,
I'm transforming.
I don't think anyone in the history of homosexuality was turned gay.
Yeah. Where even the head, like the drag queen that's coming to read or whatever, even she said, or he said, I don't know what they go by, but they said, just look at us like a clown. Like, we're here, we're an exaggeration, we're here wearing an outfit, and we're just entertaining your kids. Just think of it as a clown act.
What kind of a man are you?
I don't know. All I know is that a gay person reading a story won't turn you gay.
Yeah. But it's the agenda, dude. It's probably gay books they're reading, dude.
Like, my grade 5 teacher was gay.
Yeah.
And not once did I ever leave class going, you know what? I want to suck a bunch of cocks. I want to suck a bunch of cocks and then put them into
you
my butt afterwards.
I never thought of it like that before.
Like, not once. I don't. People are idiots.
Well, there's, because the lady works at a daycare, right?
Yeah.
My lady. And when new parents or new kids are coming in, the parents do like a walkthrough to see everything and they meet everybody and stuff. And she overheard, there's one going on with the main boss, and then she overheard one of the guys, he's from Iran or something like that. But yeah, he took the teacher aside, and when she's like, do you have any questions? Like, we're all done here. And then he's like, yeah, do you guys, I don't know if you guys push the gay agenda here or not. And she's like, what? He's like, do you guys push the gay agenda?
Push the gay agenda. Oh, you mean teach our children early on about acceptance?
On kids that are 6 months old. They're pushing the gay agenda.
God forbid you teach your young child acceptance early on in their life.
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible thing to teach a child, acceptance.
Yeah. Also, there's no kid that's older than 2.5 at this point.
Yeah, so...
Oh my God, we're pushing the gay agenda because that kid fucking... He put on a dress or wants to be play with a princess doll or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a new thing.
The gay agenda.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, we just push the lesbian agenda at this daycare.
Pushing the yeah, we shouldn't have children learning the gay agenda. Anyways, here's Sesame Street. Oh, look, it's Bert and Ernie in a
yeah.
tub together.
Yeah, and Prairie Dawn, who's definitely not a lesbo. No, we don't push the gay agenda. We're super hetero here. All we watch is football. And we work out all fucking.
Everyone
gets
all the
kids,
a motorbike.
All the kids have no necks because they're just super jacked. No, we're doing tattoos today. We're doing neck tattoos and we're drinking Red Bull.
Yeah, God forbid your child learns acceptance. Oh, actually, I think God does forbid that, actually. Never mind.
That's what I never get with the people that are like anti, like trans people or anti, like people that don't identify or like anti any of that stuff
mm-hmm.
or anti-gay. It's like, wouldn't you be happy because that's where their bloodline ends? They're not having any more kids. Like,
you would think.
Wouldn't you be happy about that?
You'd think they'd be okay with it.
They're just going to adopt or something. It's not like they're having that gene that you think is so bad going to continue.
I don't think it's a genetic thing.
Yeah. But these people aren't the smartest.
Well, no, of course not.
They think there's a gay agenda on
it. They think there's a big man in the sky makes all the decisions for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone just happened to have the same guy in all of the world. He's all white.
I don't want a drag queen reading to my child. Yeah. Anyways, let's go to church, and then you can go in that room and then be read to by the priest all by yourself.
Yeah. About plague and incest and...
I'm pretty sure there's a higher chance of your kid being diddled by a member of the church than a drag queen.
Yeah. Yeah, let's learn about acceptance, not that.
Not that kind.
Yeah. We mean the learn about the acceptance of sacrificing your child on a mountaintop because you hear voices.
Yeah, yeah. And then he tells you to stop right at the last minute,
yeah,
right before
says,
you stab.
Whoa!
Hey,
I wasn't serious.
Whoa,
about
hey,
that.
I was kidding.
The fuck?
Let's trust that guy.
How'd you even know what Mount Ararat was? You've never even heard of it. There's no map quest here. fucking weird, dude. I've been seeing these things around town. I don't know if I haven't researched it any further, so I could be super ignorant, but who knows? Probably. I usually am. But I'm only ignorant because I don't want to hear the facts, though. Is that ignorant?
I think that's exactly the definition of ignorant.
What?
whatever. I'll ignore that.
But I see these things on their on people's trucks. You've probably seen them. Instead of the Unity or the Canada flag or the other whatever. The
fuck Trudeau stickers.
Yeah, fuck Trudeau because he's sexy stickers.
Fuck his mouth with my fuck small Trudeau, cock.
Comma, is hot. I've seen others now. I don't know if it's new or not or what it even means, but it just says, I support farmers. You seen these?
I have not seen these.
You're a Nazi?
I have not seen these.
But all it says is, I support farmers. I buy farmer stuff. And I'm like, is there really... Are you really taking a big stand here? Like, I've never been hanging out with anyone. And they just go, you know what I fucking hate, dude?
Farmers.
Farmers.
You know what? Fuck the farmers.
They fucking piss me off, those fucking lazy sons of bitches.
Yeah, you know what I don't like? Farmers.
And while we're at it, fuck the farmers.
Their eggs are too expensive now. Fuck them.
What the fuck do they do? They don't do nothing. I eat tacos. I don't eat fucking gross shit like that.
I go to the grocery store. I don't go to the farm.
Yeah, you never see a farmer in a grocery store, so...
Nope.
There we go. There's no fucking pizza farm, dude.
People are just a bunch of babies these days, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm sure it means something political, but I don't know what
I'm pretty sure your daughter's more mature than some of these people.
Yeah.
And I watched her drool into her own bib when I got here.
Yeah. While staring at you.
While trying to eat a piece of pizza that was cut for her.
And listening to Party All the Time. When she's, it helps her eat because she starts not thinking. I just put on like music and she just sits there and grooves and eats her pizza and there's no distractions. So her two songs are Party All the Time and the Ghostbusters theme. And then Harry Nilsson songs because they have like cool bass in them usually.
Please don't talk about Nilsson's Harry.
You don't like Harry Nilsson, dude?
Is that a metaphor?
Nilsson Smilsson?
Nilsson. Who the fuck is Harry Nilsson? Name one of his songs.
Jump Into the Fire. You've heard it before, dude.
I haven't. I've never heard a Harry Nilsson song once in my life.
Yes, you have.
Haven't.
Yes,
have
you
not.
Have
not. Nope, you can't prove it.
I guarantee you've heard a Harry Nilsson
song. No, don't play one, though.
I will.
I haven't heard any. I don't want to start today.
No, you have before. You've heard. Guarantee you've heard. Dose of
two of them, huh?
Yeah, I guaranteed. Have you ever heard this one? I hope there's no fucking ads. God fucking shit! God shit! Ads for Bingo, Kino. All right, you've heard this song, Faux Show, ho.
All right, let me hear it. That's not familiar. She put the lime in the coconut. No, I've never heard this before. Is this Lime in the Coconut?
Yes.
No, I've never heard it.
And you've heard this one too before, I guarantee, dude.
Is that guy even from Jamaica?
Nope.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Chaboy.
That's a little bit, I think that's some cultural appropriation is what that is.
I got that itchy in my bumba clot. As I was saying it, I was like, this isn't right.
I don't think anyone's ever said that ever in their life. You're the first person to ever say that sentence, I think. I've got the itchy in my bumba clot.
Got
roo boy, roo boy, roo boy.
I didn't wipe too good. I got the itchy in my bumba clot.
Get on up.
Maybe he ate too much salt and has a deep pain in his leg and he's got a blood clot.
It's that MSG, man.
Okay, you've heard this one too before. I think it's from the Goodfellas soundtrack. You've probably heard that.
I've never seen that movie. Is it a movie, I'm assuming?
Anyways, the little lady likes listening to this and eating pizza. Also, he's the whitest guy in the world if you check him out. Look how white he is.
That's pretty white. That is, in fact, not Jamaican, and I would say.
No, but he's pretty cool. He's got a cool bass in his songs.
Almost the opposite of Jamaican, I would say. Almost.
I'm more Jamaican than him.
He does seem like a rude boy.
Oh, yeah. Real rude. Anyways, maybe I should search up what the fuck those I stand with the farmers even means. Oh, here it is. I support farmers. I stand with the farmers.
Yeah,
I know
this,
all of you naysayers are out there.
What's this about? What's this farmers about?
All I find is these stickers for sale. What's it mean?
What's the deal with the I stand with farmers?
Yeah, what's it mean? Support farmers, Redbubble. What? Sounds like something in my ass. Okay.
So
it says no farmers, no food.
What I'm gathering is nothing actually happened. People just need a new thing to latch on to.
Yeah, I don't
know
what it
means. Since there's no convoy, no COVID thing anymore.
I can't find anything. I was just trying to sell me goddamn stickers.
Okay, so it's just another personality that people can adapt.
Yeah, well, once one it's like you're a big group of penguins, right? And the ice is breaking up for the summer. It's separating, and you're on one big piece of ice together, and you're all protesting. That splits in half because it gets fixed. And then all the penguins have to jump onto another iceberg before that splits, then jump onto another one
that
splits.
Oh, the whole COVID thing's sort of dying down. What can I latch onto now? Oh, there's a convoy. All right, that's me now. That's my personality now.
Yep,
I support the convoy. That's my whole personality.
I'm going to get a giant flag and put it upside down in my truck and just cruise around burning gas on Saturdays.
Convoy's over. Damn it. Now I have no personality. Oh, farmers. Farmer, I support the farmers. That's my personality now.
I'm
That's
a farmer
my whole
supporter.
Personality.
I've heard a lot of you naysayers are out there not supporting the farmers.
I heard y'all talking shit about farmers. What? Well, no, we weren't saying anything about we. I've literally never mentioned farmers.
There's like speakeasies
negatively.
Of people just shitting on farmers all the time. There's a guy on a freaking soapbox just shitting on farmers.
Is it that hard to just develop a personality?
The farmers are vermin!
I don't understand. The farmer. Drag queens reading to children. That's my personality. I don't like it. That's my personality now. I don't like it. Turning our kids gay.
Yeah. There's vermin among us. They look like you. And that's the scariest part. They're farmers. Actually, they don't look like us much because they're dirty and worse.
Was there a farmer holocaust that we missed?
Yeah.
Like, what? Why is this a
thing? Well, it didn't happen because they have all the pesticides. They kept them ransom.
Oh.
All right, it says here, I said, what's the meaning of no farmers, no food? It says, the message is simple and couldn't be more clear.
No farmers, no food.
It says, America's farms provide an unparalleled abundance of fresh, healthy, and local food, but they are rapidly disappearing.
Who's denying that?
Fill out the farm below and get a free bumper sticker.
Fill out the farm below?
Form. I just saw farm too many times. Form looks the same.
Now, is it spelled F-A-R-M or P-H-A-R-M?
Basically, it says, it says if there's no farmers, then we can't eat. Anyways, buy a bumper sticker.
So there's nothing to do with the band? Farm?
No. Oh, yeah, maybe it's... Oh, they should make fucking stickers that say...
I support farmers.
No farmer, no grooves.
No farm, no groove. Yeah, there you go.
With
Lucas.
A big tractor underneath.
I know you're listening, you little bitch.
Yeah, you fucking creep.
You slut. You little slut.
You little hoe. You curly-headed fuck.
You slutty whore.
Dutch... Farmers' protest and concerns in Canada explained. Oh, it's some protest that's going on in the Netherlands?
And
the government is...
And people in Canada are that desperate to have a new personality that they're jumping onto this?
Yeah, well, I don't think the people that have the stickers have done this much research as I've done just now, just a second.
A quick 5-minute Google search, you
mean?
Well,
it's the second one down, and it's... In the Netherlands, there's some bill was passed by the government that's kind of restricting the farmers and what they can do and how much emissions they're allowed to let out.
And these people were like, oh, well, this is happening in Canada.
Yeah. So they need something to put on their car.
So we need stickers now.
Yeah, they need to ruin their car's bumpers. But yeah, it's because the government passed something that basically chokes the farmers out and makes it so they can't do their job properly.
I'm just imagining like the back of someone's car and it looks like the back when license plates still had to have the insurance sticker, you just put it over top of the old one, and eventually it's like an inch thick. So I'm picturing upside down Canadian flag with the convoy thing over top of that, and then a farmer sticker on top of that, and then a no drag queens reading to children sticker on top of that.
Way underneath it says "Stop Harper." It's like, so they're
way underneath it says "Critchan sucks."
Yeah, they're just basically against anything. They just like stickers, okay?
Underneath that it says "Fuck the first Trudeau."
Okay, I admit it. I don't actually care. I just fucking love stickers. And
I just like stickers, and I don't have a real personality or interests of my own. I need to just latch on to whatever thing people are complaining about this
time. I'm still stuck in the grade 3 mind frame, and I just fucking love stickers, man. Give me more stickers.
I'm still stuck in the grade 3 mind frame of not having any opinions of my own and just getting angry at things that don't actually really affect me at all.
And stuff that is only true to me if it rhymes. So that's the only thing that makes anything true is if it rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Dutch farmers in the Netherlands.
And now people in Kelowna have stickers supporting Dutch farmers.
Yeah. Canada's Ministry of Agriculture, Agri-Food, Marie-Claude Bibeau.
Anyways, this just proves my point that these are the same people who are against a drag queen reading stories to children.
If we made stickers that said no drags reading or whatever the fuck, if we made something like that,
people would buy them.
Oh, yeah. And we could sell them right now because it's like a week before the thing. People are probably searching all over for these fucking stickers right now, dude.
It's like in the... Did you watch that documentary?
I gotta tell everyone how political and smart I am. I hate fucking drag queens.
Did you watch that documentary made by the All Gas, No Brakes guy?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty fucking crazy, huh? Also, who called that ending, huh? Yeah. Fucking the lady doth protest too much.
So he's interviewing the leader of the Proud Boys, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's basically like, I got like a t-shirt and sticker business.
Yeah.
I sell everything online. And he's like, he sells all the Proud Boy merch, right? Mm-hmm. And then at one point he's like, I might also have a website dedicated to the other side.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy doesn't give a shit. He's just making money.
Yeah. Also, he just, by chance, just wasn't at the January 6th because he got arrested for some really petty thing that he would never get arrested for a day before.
That's like the Elvis's manager making I Hate Elvis buttons and then just selling both.
Yeah.
Like, he's making money still, off both halves.
Yeah. Well, it shows how fucking gullible everybody is.
And that one, there was this one rapper who was like, I wasn't a Republican until 2016. And then he started doing all these Republican raps
crazy
about Trump.
Yeah, and he's like on that stage, like...
He's like, I respect Trump. He's a hustler. I'm a hustler. I wasn't a Republican until 2016. And I realized, whoa, I can make some money off these fucking idiots.
What's the guy's name? The All Gas, No Brake guy?
I don't know, just type All Gas, No Brakes.
No, because, I watched that, and then for some reason, Andrew Callahan.
Yeah.
But then after that happened, all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of, he got Me Too'd a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
I haven't checked out how severe they are yet or not. I just saw it happened.
Isn't he also, brain damaged?
Apparently he's made an apology. Yeah, he took too much mushrooms and he's got brain damage. Vows to seek help following sexual misconduct allegations.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ooh. Apparently the Rick and Morty guy as well.
Never liked that show, dude.
Well.
Stand by it.
That's because you knew he was a raper guy.
I can tell. All this time, everyone's like, oh, it's the smartest thing. You're smart if you watch it, and it's the funniest shit in the world.
Yeah, I like the show, but I disagree with that. It's just dumb.
It's
a dumb stoner show. There's nothing smart about it.
Gotta be smart to watch it, dude. Also, you have to be a raper. Well, because all it is he was probably a big fucking nerd his whole life, never got chicks, but he was always like... When he was 12 and 13, he was like, I need chicks, I can't do it. And then he grows up.
I need to be a famous cartoon guy.
So he starts doing cartoons, and then who's he attract? Fucking teenagers all the time, and that's all who he was most attracted to in his prime years. Oh, hi, Finn. It doesn't say what the fuck he did. It just says he addresses them. Which, it was a good documentary, though. Who'd have thunk it that guy would be a pedophile at the end, huh?
Was it underage shit?
I don't think he was underage, just making chicks do weird shit.
Hmm.
Not this guy, pedophile. I meant on the on the documentary, that crazy guy lives in a shed like Bubbles.
Oh, the guy who was against...
who was totally like, they're pedophiles.
They're
yep, that guy's a pedophile.
And then at the end, he's just like, oh, by the way, I did some research and it turns out you're a registered pedophile. Yeah, he's like, well, I don't want to talk about that.
This is from 3
that
years
was
ago.
The funniest part of the thing. He's like,
yeah, if that's the truth you want to read.
Do you know what projection is?
Says, no, you were actually accused. You were actually...
I was framed.
Yeah. What the fuck did he do? God damn it. I'm just going to search up what did he do.
He used his brakes.
Sexual misconduct allegations. In 2023, two women posted videos on TikTok accusing him of pressuring them into having sex. Following the initial TikTok videos, a report by the stranger interviewed blah, 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 claimed Callahan pressured them into having sex. It's the same exact sentence two times in a row. God, fuck. I think basically they were saying no, and they just, like, he just kept getting them to do stuff.
Hmm.
I don't know. Search it up on your own fucking time. Anyways, I got stickers on the way. yeah, I don't know how if it's going to stick or not. It's two ladies that say
stick?
That they're...
Nice.
But yeah. Anyways. That's the way it goes, dude.
It's the way of the road,
it's the way the fucking Kirky crumbles.
There's a documentary on YouTube that this guy made about Chris D'Elia.
Oh, yeah?
About...
Never liked that guy either.
So, he got caught on all that grooming shit, right?
Yeah.
And then he made an apology video.
Which makes it all better.
But this documentary is about how he didn't stop.
Yeah, he just keeps
like, there's
going.
Proof that...
Well, he's fucking,
allegedly,
like,
he never stopped, and he like, still had, like...
Well, because he's fucking...
Some girls that he was...
He was rich before he made it. So
yeah,
like, he's
got
that
dad.
He's got that mindset. He's got Epstein Island mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So he thinks he can do all that shit. Also, fucking, I've never laughed at anything he's done. All he does is do have crazy cocaine fucking... yeah, Doc from Back to the Future eyes just like, ah, what, your name's Jeff? It should be Paul. And you're like, what the fuck?
Your name's Dylan.
Oh, my God. And then everybody laughs, and you're like, why the fuck?
Why? Why is this?
Is he adding these after? How the fuck is he doing well with this shit? Why do people laugh at this?
Well, because people are idiots.
I guess.
People laugh at your jokes, too.
Well, you weren't. You haven't been there, dude. That just goes to show you've never seen anything that I've done.
Should we go to a quick little break and then get into the news?
Well, for sure, huh?
Cool.
I'm down for that. What time am I?
You're listening to the Back Table Comedy Podcast.
Ain't she sweet?
Look at you.
Oh, no. It's the Scat Man.
Oh, that's just great.
He's back in town, and he's scatting on chicks.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh, my God.
This time, he's scatting on their pussies. Oh, yeah. When the Scat Man's in town, ain't no pussy safe.
Yeah, baby.
No, sorry.
No.
Scatman Crothers stars in Scat Scratch Fever.
Come on, get your ass back there. Come on. Go on then.
Scat Scratch Fever.
I'll ask you, Mary, confidentially.
How long have you been able to do it? Why don't you want to talk about it?
Maybe I need water. It's so hot in here.
Your life on my mind, understand that good of time. Never know, never show, not a book you can't remake. Your life, how do I feel? You think I do this part of the deal? Never know, never show, not a book you can't remake. Never know, never show, not a book you can't remake. Your life, and this way, wanna stay, don't wanna stay. Never know, never show, not a book.
Sweet Caroline.
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. right. Welcome back to the program, Josh. My first article. Yeah. Don't laugh at this title.
I never do.
All right. Beaverland author deep dives into how beavers shaped America. I hope they're talking about pussies. They're talking about Harry Puss and not dude. And not the animal. I really hope this is about Harry Sniz with big buck teeth and a flappy tail.
One round buck tooth.
NPR's Michael Martin speaks with environmental journalist Layla Phillip about her new book, Beaverland. How one That's weird nice. Rodent made America. Oh, it's about actual beavers.
Really? Bogus.
I don't even want to read this now.
Did they actually make America?
Apparently. In the next few minutes, we're going to tell you about an animal that has played a... We'll just imagine that they are talking about... What if I just say vagina instead of beaver every time? That'll make it funnier. Yeah.
Say pussy.
We're going to tell you about an animal that has played a bigger role than any of us might have imagined in building this country. And I'm going to describe it in a way... In the way our next guest does. When they dive, head first, they seem more like marine mammals than land mammals, but their four paws look surprisingly like ours.
This guy's just trying to fill a word count.
With five fingers and a naked palm.
Yes, we all know what a goddamn beaver is, guy. God
just
damn
skip
it.
Skip ahead. Yes, it's the cunt we're talking about. Sorry, that was too rough. Yes.
Yeah, that's a little sharp.
It's the sniz we're talking about. Before colonists and fur traders arrived, pussies numbered in the hundreds of millions in North America. Their dams and canals created a system of wetlands. You can hardly imagine today. They were nearly wiped out by fur traders, but they're slowly making a comeback.
Sleuths are showing us their slits.
One that holds hope for us all, according to a new book. We learn all this in this book called Pussyland. How one weird female body part made America.
Ew.
And it describes how important the sniz has been to our history and how it could help mitigate the worst aspects of climate change in the future. Oh, this is boring already. I'm falling asleep. Gonna move on to a more exciting article, I think. Yeah. Nationwide manhunt for kid who ate a bus seat.
Why do they want this kid so bad?
Does this guy know how to party or what?
Also, how hard is it to find
him? Pretty sure it's illegal to eat a bus seat, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Angus does it all the time.
Chair rage. Police hunt for man who chewed bus seat. Ooh, he caused 200 pounds of damage on a bus by eating a chair.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
Police in Devon are asked for help in finding a bus passenger who caused 200 pounds worth of damage by eating his seat, or at least a chunk of it.
Oh, God.
Now, this would be better with beavers. The young man was traveling on the bus in Paddington on the English Riviera.
Whoa. Sounds luxurious.
When he was apparently seized by an attack of hunger or boredom and began biting the leather seat.
Strange attack of autism.
This guy seems like he's down.
So he's on the lam?
It is not entirely clear whether he swallowed the hunk of seat or spat it out. But CCTV footage caught the suspect gripping a bottle of fizzy drink, which he might have used to wash it down. Must be a slow day in Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Devon and Cornwall police have chewed over the evidence.
Oh my God, that is funny!
Really?
Since the incident on 25...
Fucking British humor, dude.
This happened on the 25th of May, and they're still looking for him?
He's gone, dude. You can't get dental records?
I got to flee to Mexico.
There's like one like alcoholic like investigator, just like he's up all night and got a divorce over this case. He's just like tormented every night. I gotta find a man.
He's got like the pin board set up in his in his basement with just like the red threads connecting all the things.
The guy's taunting him by like biting bus seats around, leaving hints all over the town.
The one case that I can never solve.
I'm supposed to retire today.
The case of the chair biter.
Brought me out of retirement. Everyone I knows. I gotta find the chair biter.
Detective, we need you to solve this murder rape case. No, I don't have time for this. I've got to find that chair biter.
Oh, isn't it Australian?
No, I accidentally keep doing an Australian accent instead of an English one. Oh, I don't have time for this. We've got to find a chair biter.
It doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, I know, it doesn't. It
sounds more cartoonish.
Oh, I've got to find this chair biter. I'm a British woman. Oh, no.
Hey, no fucking drag queens in here, dude. Not allowed.
Hello. Got your cream and your sugar now. What? Why did he buy the chair? Was he out of spam?
Pork and beans? On toast?
I can't eat one more bite.
Fuck off, I'm full.
A police spokesman. What about a spokeswoman?
Spokesperson.
Summed the crime up. Here it is. Here's the sum up of the crime, Josh. While travelling between Paignton and Torquay on a number 12 bus, a male passenger started chewing the leather seat he was sat upon, and continued to pick at the hole with his hand to make further damage. Around £200 of damage was caused. And how much money was spent trying to find him?
Oh, that's a good chair.
£4,300.
It's a little chewy and undercooked.
Yeah, £200. How much have they spent trying to fucking find this kid?
Just put a goddamn patch on the seat, dude.
Yeah, put some fucking duct tape over it, dog.
Flip the cushion over.
That's what we do here in North America, bro. We just cut up a beaver and put its fucking pelt over top of it.
Put a beaver tail over it.
Train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins. Be true to yourself, true to your country. Be a real American.
The suspect is described as male.
Of course.
In his late teens to early 20s.
With sharp teeth.
5'9".
He's so small.
So small.
And that is his penis.
Where's the 9 inches coming from?
And perhaps, not surprisingly, of stocky build. He's a fat guy. He's a fat fuck.
Well, it's not like it happened in one bite. Like, it's a leather seat. Like, he would have had to been working at it for a while. Nobody can fucking see it?
I mean, besides the age, they kind of sound like they're describing Caleb. 5'9". Stocky, short, dark hair, wearing a dark colored t-shirt. Male.
Sounds like Caleb to me, bro.
The bus operator stagecoach's condition of carriage asks passengers to refrain from eating and drinking items which make the environment unpleasant for other customers or otherwise cause offense.
That sounds like Caleb. The bus driver said as he was leaving, he said something about Necrogoblicon or some shit.
It does not, however, specify the question of eating bits of the bus.
Oh.
So, I think this kid's in the clear, if you ask me.
Yeah. They can't get dental records on this guy?
A spokeswoman for the company said the passenger had only been on the bus for 20 minutes.
Hmm.
She said he'd been chatting to people on the bus, but then decided to munch on the seat.
As he was chatting, he's putting a big lobster bib on
him. Salt and pepper on the seat. She did not know if he had swallowed the leather and emphasized he had only eaten a small part of the seat, but enough to make it unpractical to repair it. It's not the case that he ate the whole seat, she added. Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, I thought he ate the whole bus seat in one sitting.
I'm actually pretty glad she specified, dude.
Man,
I would have been
that
in the dark.
Clears up a bunch of confusion.
I think he's one of the seat repairmen for the bus place.
I thought he ate the whole seat.
He's making work for himself.
Turns out he only ate a little small 200-pound chunk of it. Pound as in weight, but money.
Or you can just get an iron-on patch and just, and there you go, Bob's your fucking sister, dude.
seems like they got not much to do, this bus company.
That's a super slow news.
Wow, 200 pounds. We could just pay that, or we could spend much more than that trying to find this fucker.
Imagine being the newspaper company and like one of your top editors like comes with that story. You're like, yeah, I got a 2-page cover story for you.
So based off some information we got in that last paragraph here.
Yeah.
One, he'd been chatting to people on the bus.
Yep.
Two, he ate a chunk of the bus seat. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say... This person is mentally challenged.
They say she's retarded, but those titties ain't retarded.
Or he's just a really big fat guy.
What's my evidence? Evidence one, he ate a piece of bus seat. Evidence two, he actually talks to people on the bus. Know who does that?
Mental people.
Mentally challenged people. Yeah. Or people just with mental issues in general.
Schizophrenia, homeless people.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. People who have never been out in public before.
That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. All right. Next article, Josh.
What?
Addiction counselor.
Addiction?
Sorry, addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction. An addict counselor.
Yep.
Arrested.
Uh-oh.
On meth dealing charge. Well, I mean, you've got a bunch of customers within your reach.
Yeah, really. Or he's like catching a bunch of them who are supposed to be sober. He's like, hey. Like a teacher who's like, hey, is that gum? And then puts their hand out and you have to give it to him. Hey, is that crack? Hand it over. And then he sells it to the other people.
Yeah. Is that crack? Hand it over.
Come on.
Smoke this instead.
Yeah.
That'll be $20. Evansville, Indiana. The former owner of an Evansville addiction counseling center has been arrested on a meth dealing charge. Police arrested 52-year-old Michael Hagdorn Thursday and charged him with dealing methamphetamine.
Cool.
Oh, a year ago, he stepped away from his position as agency director for Now Counseling in Evansville, offering addiction recovery services. Well, he probably saw there was more money, and he saw how many addicts came through. He was like, oh, I could probably make more money selling the drugs than...
Well, isn't it, like, haven't we read a thing before on here? The sex addict counselor who was just banging all the people?
Yep, we sure did, Josh. We sure did.
It's almost like people who are counselors or therapists are actually fucked up, and that's why they got in that field in the first place. They're trying to self-diagnose themselves, huh?
Police were surveilling 52-year-old Michael Hagdorn
Jesus.
At a property he owns on 2nd Avenue. Evansville police say they received tips that he was selling drugs there while offering counseling services. I mean, that's how you keep the customers coming in, man.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Police observed that what they believed to be a drug dealer then pulled Hagdorn over after he left.
Imagine being his teacher in elementary school, like, Hagdorn.
Police say he wouldn't cooperate at first, but they say after they found meth on the driver's seat, Hagdorn admitted to using it, as well as having more drugs in the car, at the house he'd come from, and at his home.
Whoa.
Police say it's not common for recently arrested people to be so forthcoming. I'm on my fifth. Certainly it happens, but not very often. So this is one of those times, for whatever reason, he wanted to talk to the detectives and be honest and open about what was going on. And we certainly appreciate that, because sometimes we have to do our jobs.
Sometimes.
At Hagdorn's home, police say they found guns, body armor, marijuana, digital scales, and a hidden room with a safe and ammunition.
Whoa.
Police say they also found handwritten ledgers showing the names of people who owed him as much as $43,000.
He had a big piece of paper written in crayon. People who owe me.
Steven owes me $40. At the 2nd Ave home, police say they contacted 27-year-old Kyle Dirch and 25-year-old Sydney Roberts.
Oh.
And charged them both with dealing drugs. Police say they also found meth, cocaine, fentanyl, heroin, and more.
Whoa. This is just advertising for this guy.
Yes. The big four. Meth, cocaine, fentanyl, heroin. Police say it can be difficult to investigate people like Hagdorn because they can't say his name without gagging, who at one time were a positive force in the community. We try not to judge people on who they are, and we treat everyone fair.
Who said this?
A police person.
They don't judge people?
No.
Hmm. All right.
They try to treat everyone fair.
They don't make judgments, huh?
No, and they treat everyone fairly.
They don't decide who gets to die based on allegedly making fake $20 bills?
Well.
They're not the judge, jury, and executioner?
I am the law!
They don't get to decide who gets shot based on a parking violation?
Well, Josh, it says... We try not to.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all we ask.
We try not to. I mean, every once in a while we do kill an unarmed, innocent black man, but...
Yeah.
We try not to. Yeah.
I mean, he had a vacuum and a receipt in the parking lot. We thought he stole it.
To be honest, we do try to treat everyone fairly.
Yeah. I mean, he was already laying down with his arms spread out, but he was still a danger. And as a non-judgy person, I decided to shoot him. What's the guy's name again?
Hagdorn.
Oh, Jesus. Hagdorn.
All right,
I have haggis all the time.
I have one more news article.
Okay.
And actually, I don't even really need to read the article. I just want you to hear the title of the article.
All right. Sounds kinky.
Everything Everywhere All at Once takes Best Picture at Critics' Choice Awards.
Best Picture?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Not just for editing or...
No,
like
it was the best picture overall.
Sound editing or anything?
Yeah, I guess it was the best movie this year, according to the Critics' Choice Awards.
What was it up against?
Let's go to the article and find out.
Best Picture.
Well, I didn't win Best Actor. That was Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to watch that one.
The Whale.
The Whale.
I heard it's about my dick.
Yeah. He was just doing it for a part. Figured they always just want a big fat guy.
Let's see. So it won Best Picture. It won Best Original Screenplay.
Also, Norm won a Critics' Choice, or a People's Choice, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Critics' Choice?
For
his last special?
Yeah.
Oh, so they do know what they're talking about then.
Yeah. The people sometimes.
9/11.
But think of who's voting. It's based on
critics.
Number of votes.
The critics.
Is it critics? Or is it like the public?
Is it the critics? Or I don't know, Josh. It's the Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh, I didn't know if it was called the Critics' Choice
Awards. What do you think?
I thought it was like the People's Choice.
I said it in the title. You can roll it back. You'll hear me say it.
Nah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once takes Best Picture at Critics' Choice Awards.
Do I look like fucking Walmart? I don't do rollbacks, bud.
No, you look like Zellers. You're making a comeback.
No rollbacks here, bud.
Short Round won Best Supporting Actor, though. Sounds good.
Perfect.
Ki Hwa Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find where it was up against.
There's a new one that's got...
Doesn't have a list.
I saw a commercial for it. It's the guy that made Midsommar and the other one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Hereditary.
Face gets ripped off.
Hereditary.
And it's got Joaquin Phoenix in it. It looks pretty fucking good. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I saw the movie poster for that. 2023 Critics Choice Awards.
As if it's up against like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog nominees. 2 or something, then I'd believe it.
I don't want the winners. I want the nominees.
Come on out, you rapist!
Whoa.
Come on out, you rapist.
Why does it always play over
See,
and over?
Only
again?
One. I've been trying to figure out how to make other ones repeat, but I can't figure it out.
Find below. Okay, so Best Picture. These were the nominees.
All right.
Avatar: The Way of Water.
All right, that one, I'm not even going to try that one.
Babylon.
All right, so far it's better than both those.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
What the fuck is that?
That is the guy who made In Bruges.
And Ed Sheeran's in it?
Inisherin.
Yeah, I know who he is, but
No. Inisherin. It's a... I actually, I watched It's Colin Farrell and
Ed Sheeran.
No. Gleason. What the fuck is his
Jackie.
First name?
Jackie.
No, not Jackie Gleason.
Henry.
Marcel. Someone Gleason.
Montgomery. Gleason.
The same guys that were in Bruges, same director and everything. Basically, it's two guys in like
Liam Neeson.
No. I said a different guy, Gleason.
Jackie?
Yeah, it's okay. It was Jackie Gleason. You're right. Two Irish guys who are friends, and it takes place in like a fictional island off the coast of Ireland in like the 1920s or something. And they're lifelong friends, and then one of them's like, I don't want to hang out with you anymore. And the other guy's like, oh, well, I'm going to get him back.
They're the only two on the island?
It was a weird movie, and it was boring.
Sounds
boring. But a bunch of people liked it.
Oh, was it up against White Noise? Because so far it's better than all these fucking movies.
Okay, so Avatar, Way of Water, Babylon, Banshees of Ed Sheeran, Elvis.
Yeah, that one was a bit of a crowd pleaser.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, which won Best Picture at the Critics' Choice Awards. All
right.
The Fablemans, which I've never heard of. Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. That was a pretty good movie. I like that one.
That wasn't huge on it. I watched it. Turns out I watched the first one, too. I totally
Knives Out?
Yeah, yeah, I totally didn't even know I watched it before. But then his...
they're both pretty good.
His accent and how he sounds like Colonel Sanders is too distracting
like
the whole time. Well, I'll say. He's like fucking Foghorn Leghorn the whole time. Well, this is a mystery here.
Well, I think it's a comedy, so it works.
Yeah.
A movie called RRR.
Is it about pirates?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. RRR.
It's just DK laughing.
R.
Is it about seals being clubbed? So far, all these movies are either I haven't seen them or they suck.
Rise, Roar, Revolt, perhaps? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it must be.
Another movie called Tar, T-A with the accent over it, R. Never heard of it. Top Gun Maverick was also in the running.
Why?
And a movie called Women Talking. Oh, I can't believe that didn't win.
All right, now I agree with the critics on this.
I mean, the only one of these that I actually saw and enjoyed was Glass Onion.
Yeah, I saw the Elvis one, and it was entertaining, but it's a biopic. How exciting can you make that shit?
Yeah. I mean, you could just change history, I guess.
Yeah, well
Brendan Gleeson, that was the guy's name.
Oh, yeah, that was my next name I was going to say.
No, it wasn't.
What?
You weren't going to say it.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. You know how I know that?
Why?
Because you're a drag queen. Anyways, that was it. That was all the articles I had. I just really wanted to rub it in that the movie you hated won.
Well, when it's going up against the other shit. What else came out that was good this year? Those weren't the only movies. I've seen other movies that came out this year.
I don't know. We're still in January.
No, but don't they still count last year, too?
Yeah.
So what about Dune?
That didn't come out last year.
Oh.
I think that was 2021.
Fuck. COVID all blends into one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get that.
No, because I watched Dune when I had COVID. Anyways, it's all one big fucking dick suck, those award shows.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, look at all the people you've seen a million times. Look at they're dressed up. Oh, man, look at them. Now they get to talk and thank everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
Talk about how awesome they are.
You're right. Sounds awesome. I'd love to get my dick sucked.
Yeah.
The
only ones that matter were the MTV Movie Awards, because Jim Carrey would win all that stuff. All the cool stuff would win on those.
I guess. Yeah, I always wanted to see who would win Best Kiss.
Ugh. Who the fuck wants to see that shit?
I'm being sarcastic, Josh. The MTV Movie Awards were trash shit.
I know, I forgot that that was one of the things.
Best makeout scene. There's not a single porno in this.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Anyways, you got anything else?
Nah, dude.
Me neither.
H no. H to the nizzy.
I gotta rush home and take a fat shit before going to the Nenzies.
Just do it at Nenzies. It's right next to the stage.
I like shitting at home because there's a bidet I can use to splash my hole with. Oh, man, I gotta tell this before we leave.
Here we go.
Two nights ago. No, it was Sunday night. Mm-hmm. I was pretty stoned. And
fuck yeah,
I was watching That 70s Show with my good buddy Kyle P. Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 8:30.
Which that show still holds up.
It does, actually.
I watched the first season.
It does actually really hold up.
I watched the first season. I forgot how awesome every episode was. It had the streaking one. It had the fucking the keg one.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was watching it, and I was more. I could relate more to the teenagers. I was like, man, Red's a... Why is Red such a hard ass? But now rewatching it, I'm like, Red is the best part of this fucking show. Yeah. He's hilarious.
Red and Eric.
Dumbass.
And then,
I started calling everyone dumbass now. I can't stop.
You threaten to put your foot in everyone's ass now?
Dumbass. Anyways, we were watching that, and it was like 8:30, and I didn't want to... I hadn't eaten dinner yet, and I was like, I was skip the dish, but I don't really want to have like a meal. I just want a burger or something. So I got two McDoubles.
From Skip the Dishes?
From McDonald's on Skip the Dish, because I was real stoned and real lazy, but also pretty hungry.
Uh-huh.
And it arrived, and I went and sat down on the couch, and I said to Ferris, like, all right.
Countdown to shit time.
All aboard the diarrhea train. Next stop, my work toilet. And sure enough, Monday, I took one of the muddiest poops I think I've ever taken. And when I was wiping,
muddy. It's like just a splat when you look down. You don't know. It's like it reminds like you know the ones off you know on Dennis the Menace when he sucks up all that paint and then you can see it like all festering in there and it's like smooth and slick.
Anyway, it took forever to wipe. I had to do at least... I had to do at least one courtesy flush.
Oh, even though it was muddy, not chunky?
It was muddy. And I know it was muddy because not only did it take forever to wipe, but when I stood up, I guess at some point when I was wiping front to back, I wiped a chunk of poo onto the back of the toilet seat.
Because
I stood up and there was a big mud chunk right there on the
yeah,
back of the
toilet
seat.
Yeah, you see how it happens now, huh?
It wasn't on the ground.
Yeah, but if it didn't hit that seat.
Wasn't on the ground.
Yeah, because you flick back like a kitty cat.
Yeah, well, at least I don't do what you do and wipe it onto my balls.
I just do three wipes. I don't care how messy it is. I give up. I say, three's enough. I'm not going anywhere past that.
I'll wipe the rest by scratching my ass later.
I'm making a stand.
Anyways, it was gross.
It sounds gross.
And I'm ashamed. And I'm doing the work.
So it was the next day you had the diarrhea?
I'm learning and I'm trying to be better.
So it was that night.
That night.
Had them, and then in the morning.
The next day at work.
Surprised it took so long.
Well, I had to hold it until another person got there. And I was like, I gotta go into the bathroom.
But you didn't have one in the morning before leaving?
I don't have time.
Sometimes, because I usually don't in the morning, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, I have to, and I'll like let one go. And it's solid. And I'm like, that was surprising. And then halfway to work, I'm like, oh, it was just the cork. It was just holding a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. It's bad. It was bad.
Oh, no.
It was bad. It's real bad. I think I went through half a can of Febreze.
You're just bidetting with that, spraying it.
Yeah.
Like an air gun.
I probably should have. Yeah, it probably would have been better.
That's why it's all raw and pulsing and like...
Anyways,
mud butt.
Just wanted to end the pod on that.
Old mud butt crone.
Oh, mud butt crone.
The mud house. You just put that on the bathroom.
Do not enter.
The mud hut.
Anyways, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to our podcast. And remember, drag queens are good readers.
Nights and cities of despair, where killer sunsets Sunday.
I like shitting at home because there's a bidet I can use to splash my hole with.